Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our sponsors for the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Our sponsors include Dr. Jalunda Clark, president of Wellness Medicine, Dr. Vintanae Nathan, owner of OBGYN, Women's Specialists of Georgia PC, Dr. Mark Walker, medical director, Surgical Health Collective, Dr. Craig B. Williams, a specialist in orthodontics, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, the president of the Decatur Pediatric Group, and the law office of Donald P. Edwards. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th, at the magnificent Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. Get your tickets now. We still have a few left at www.womenriseup.eventb.com. That's B-double-E.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Jalunda Clark, president of Wellness Medicine, about the 10 keys to optimal health. My guest today is a native of Jackson, Mississippi. She is a graduate of Tougaloo College and the University of Southern Mississippi. She received her medical degree from Howard University College of Medicine. Today, she is the president of Wellness Medicine. We're honored to have on the phone today the presenting sponsor of the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit, Dr. Jalunda Clark. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am fantastic and blessed.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the 10 keys to optimal health?
Well, Sparkplug, of course I am.
All right, let's get right into it, okay? Dr. Clark, tell our listeners, how important is sleep when it comes to our overall optimal health and wellness?
You know, sleep is one of the most important things we can actually really do for our bodies and our health, because here's what it is. A lot of times we don't realize that through all the pressures and the stresses of the day, well, how do you let go of that? How do you really be able to revamp that? That's one of the things that sleep does for us. What happens is when we are able to get into a deep REM sleep, believe it or not, that's when we're able to let go, but also our bodies are able to heal themselves. So when we're talking about regeneration and we're talking about wellness and things like that, you know, the body is so well designed that it knows what to do. But we have to do the things that we need to do for it in order to be able to heal itself.
All right. What is a REM sleep, just right away?
That is one of the second stages of sleep when you are going into more of a deep sleep, is the state of sleep where you also dream. I love it because that's a state to me where you really just kind of release. My favorite saying is release and let go.
All right. Well, what is the best way to eat foods packed with healthy nutrition?
I think one of the best things you could do is think about this. You want to think about the rainbow, the spectrum. So when you walk into the grocery store, you want to look at all the different varieties of foods that you have there. Now, all these different foods have so many different colors. And one of the benefits of the colors in the foods is that they supply us what we call phytonutrients. Now, each of these different categories, or each of these different types of fruits and vegetables, bring something extra to our bodies that allow us, again, going back to my favorite concept, allows us to be able to heal ourselves. So when you want to think about food nutrition or think about superfoods, you also want to think about things that give you whole nutrition that are really packed and dense. Your spinach, your kale, your tomatoes, your carrots, you know, those things when you walk into the store that have these vibrant, brilliant colors that just say, hey, you know, eat me. And they're saying that for a reason, because that's actually what your body needs.
All right. Well, what are some simple ways to cut the junk out of our diet?
One of the simple ways you can do is cut the junk out of your diet is eliminate high fructose corn syrup. That's one thing. Another thing I like to be able to tell people to do is when you enter into the grocery stores, stay along the walls. If you stay along the walls of the grocery store, what is there are your live fruits and vegetables, your fresh meats. So you want to stick with lean meats and fish, fresh fruits and vegetables. My other analogy is that technically when you start shopping down the middle of the aisles and you're incorporating foods from the middle of the aisles, well, get this, if they can sit in the middle of the aisles for long periods of time, then guess what it does in your body?
All right. Well, what role does staying properly hydrated play on our journey to optimal health?
I mean, we all know that our body is basically made of mostly water. So here it is. If you're not doing that one essential key thing for your health, well, then all systems break down. And a lot of times, we as Americans really just suffer from just chronic dehydration. We just stay in this state to where even when we do take water, one of the things I've actually learned outside of my training of medical school is that it's very important that you have a type of water that your body can actually incorporate. So sometimes you may need to add something extra, you know, to it, your minerals, you know, to be able to make sure that you are getting the proper hydration for the cells. So it's one thing to drink water. It's another thing to hydrate and then be able to hydrate on a cellular level.
Well, in your humble opinion, what are some of the best waters people can drink?
Now, I'm going to stay away from that a little bit much, but I tell you one of the things you can do is look on the labels and read and see if it says reverse osmosis. That's one thing. The second thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're drinking bottles from a safe container. The third thing you want to do is look at the pH. If you get a water that has a pH above 7, well, most cells function properly and function better in a higher pH. And not only that, a lot of bacteria and fungi and things that your body doesn't need cannot survive in a pH higher than 7. So does that answer your question?
All right. All right. Well, let's move on to my favorite topic, working out. How often should a person exercise weekly to maintain a healthy lifestyle?
We're going to keep it really simple. I think one of the things you need to do is, first of all, choose something that you can do and continue on a regular basis. Start out with this, 20 minutes, three times a week. Just that alone will add so much benefit to your health. Now, again, start out with that, but also be willing to challenge yourself to do more and to be able to go higher than that. But I'm always very careful to tell people, here's the most important thing that you need to do. Whatever you start something that you enjoy, start something that you think you can be committed to, and start something that you can finish. Because a lot of times we become motivated about exercising and we join the gym, we make all these commitments, and sometimes they really aren't very realistic. So even just simply walking, taking a daily walk, you know, it's something that would really add a lot of benefit. Start there, then build up. And what I usually find is if you do start there and you're able to commit to that, then you'll be ready to move on up to higher realms of being able to challenge yourself with other exercise and other programs that you probably never thought you could do.
All right. Well, let's talk about superfoods. What are superfoods and how often should we eat them?
Superfoods are those foods that are just, again, really packed with your nutrients, the things that your body needs to be able to heal itself. Some examples are like kale, you know, spinach. Again, I've also kind of mentioned more or less your tomatoes. And even while you are talking about that, I'm going to mention a couple of things that people have heard about, you know, in different arenas. We here use a superfood called Moringa aloe. What I like about that is that food is actually an adaptogen because it's so dense in nutrients that – taking it, it covers so many different aspects of the body. Again, allowing your body to be able to incorporate what it needs on a cellular level in order to be able to heal itself. Now, how that process happens is that when we're talking about trying to heal, you have to think about the DNA. A lot of times what happens, different toxins that we take into our bodies damage our DNA. So when that happens, the DNA does what? Allows the cell to be able to replicate, tells the cell what it's to do, what it is to replicate. So if you have damaged DNA, that DNA produces another damaged cell, then another damaged cell, then you have an organ that's damaged, and then you look around, and then you have a disease, or what I consider to be a dis-ease process that results into some of our bigger issues like hypertension, diabetes, and, of course, our big one, cancer. So looking at different superfoods are the ones that are so dense in nutrients that your body is able to incorporate what it has into your body on a cellular level to repair itself.
Well, tell us the name of that superfood again, and where can you buy it?
Sure. Moringa aloe vera. We sell it as a product called Zegia, and we actually carry that here in our clinic.
And tell them where your clinic is.
Our clinic is located at 990 Bear Creek Boulevard in Hampton, Georgia. We are across from the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Always tell people if you're coming our way, take 1941, get off the Jonesboro-Griffin exit, keep going. Do not be afraid if you feel like you're leaving civilization. We promise you, you'll come back into it. So as you keep going about 12 miles on down, we are located in Hampton. And if you passed the big neon sign for the Atlanta Motor Speedway, you've gone too far, just turn right back around. We're in that same block.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about probiotics and why they're so important for our body.
Probiotics are very important for the body because here's another concept I've really been studying in medicine, and that is technically the integrity of the gut. So why is that important? Well, guess what? That's where our immune system starts. Now, if we have a situation to where if you've ever probably taken an antibiotic in your life, the bacteria that's in your gut has more than likely probably been compromised. Fortunately, most of us are able to kind of compensate for that and kind of rebuild. But a lot of times, that doesn't happen. And then over a period of time, with just that chronic exposure to the decrease in the important bacteria that we have, well, it actually compromises the lining within the stomach and also the intestinal tract. And, of course, when you compromise that, that's where when we're eating all these superfoods and we're doing all these great things that we need for our bodies, when we are not able to absorb properly the nutrients that we need, and on top of that, then we do start absorbing the things that we don't need, we can get into situations to where we set up chronic inflammation within our bodies. Now, where probiotics come into play is if we have a system that's been compromised in that manner, being able to take probiotics helps us to be able to colonize, or better yet, they put the good bacteria back into your gut. So when you do that, then the body is able to be able to take that, recolonize, rebalance out, be able to develop that protective lining again, and then guess what? You're able to be able to absorb the things that you're supposed to, and again, keep out the things that you're not supposed to absorb.
Beautiful. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you pretty much said so. Better yet, giving you a better sense of health.
All right. Well, how long does this process normally take once you start taking the probiotics to get your body back in line?
Now, at our clinic, we usually try to do at least 3 to 6 months, but we also have technology here that we use an IQS machine that deals with us on a bioenergetic level to where we look to test people to see what your body actually needs and how much and how long you need to actually take it. Sparkplug, one of the things I'm actually finding in medicine is that not everything is for everybody. Now, we have some basics that we've just are giving people, per se, the norm, but What if we go into the arena of being able to specialize and personalize things for what people need individually? So one of the things I've looked to do in my clinic is to be able to look for technologies and also different lab testing that allow me to be able to understand and know exactly what the compromise in for that person individually, and also find out exactly how much I need to give that person individually to be able to come back to their state of homeostasis. So to answer that question, you know, some people give you some ballpark figures, but my personal question, and here at Wellness Medicine, we say it's individualized.
Okay. So healthcare personalized just for you. I like that.
Absolutely.
Now, what about vitamin D supplements? Who should take them?
Most people that we test is just about everybody to a certain extent. We do formal testing here to where we are able to identify, you know, those people levels who are low, and again, be able to identify exactly how much we would need to be able to give them. But here's just a quick way to look at getting that. Listen, the sunshine. On your lunch break, eat lunch outside in the sun. When you get home in the evenings, take a walk in the sun. And definitely on the weekends, try to do something with the ones you love, what, in the sun.
Okay, well, that's a good natural way. All right. Well, that leads me into my next question, and this, I guess, could you kind of answer that a little bit. How important is it to reduce your stress levels?
Oh, Sparkplug, you did tell me that this radio show had to be about 30 minutes, but I could do a whole seminar on that, but I will keep it short. Stress and reducing your stress level is extremely important. Stress is actually related to just about all major illnesses, including cancer, diabetes, hypertension, and believe it or not, even arthritis. So when you look at reducing the stress in your life, you're also looking at prolonging your life, because the body's not meant to be driven in a driven state all the time. You actually wind up producing hormones and neurotransmitters that allow your body to be able to function in that level. But if you never give your body a break from that, then you get to a point where you'll just go into really overdrive. And that's why adrenal fatigue, which is a whole other subject, is another big diagnosis that actually we are finding in a lot of people. So here's what I would recommend, you know, for that. Again, your sleep is very important, but also taking some time just to take a deep breath. If you just breathe in and just let it out real slow and just let it go, even that in itself helps your body to be able to readjust. Brings it back on that downside. Stimulates that vagal system to bring you back into a state of calm, a state to where you're letting go. So, overall, if you look at the major illnesses that we do have, we always talk about diet and exercise, but believe it or not, we never really talk about stress. And stress can come about the body in so many different ways. You can, of course, have it mentally, but we never think about physical stress. We never think about just how many hours a day that we work all the time. All the things that we do that just keep us up and going. So different levels of stress, different types of stress, take all that into consideration when you're looking at trying to look at your overall health, and definitely when you're looking at your overall wellness.
Now, you mentioned earlier adrenal fatigue. How can you combat that?
Of course, here at Wellness Medicine, we have a whole program for that as well. One of the things I actually look at doing with that is we actually diagnose that by formal testing, by doing neurotransmitters and also hormonal testing, and we actually have a specific adrenal stress test that we do here. So once we're able to do that and identify that as an issue, then we start looking to put a personalized regimen in place for you to be able to combat that. And that could be a combination of several things, but usually our testing will tell us that, and then we devise a program from that point.
What can adrenal fatigue lead to?
If you're getting to a point to where you just feel really tired, just doesn't feel like you have any energy, poor concentration, just do not have the get up and go to get up and go. Just get to the point like, I don't even know if I can deal anymore. If you can just imagine a person like sitting at the desk with their head down, holding like they have a headache to a certain point, the person is just really kind of down and out. Person who's depressed, you know, the person who feels like something's wrong, feels like they've, you know, they've got this impending issue happening, but can't figure out exactly kind of what it is. You know, sometimes we call it anxiety, we call it depression, but sometimes we may just need to look at the adrenals.
All right. Well, we only have a few minutes left, so let's get into something a little bit more upbeat. Why is laughter and joy and having fun so crucial to optimal health and wellness?
That is so crucial to optimal health and wellness because, number one, laughter decreases stress. And number two, but I think one of the most important things, is one of the best medicines of all. Laughing allows you to be able to release that stress. And I think one of the biggest things you ought to be able to do is laugh at yourself, laugh at life, lighten the load, lighten the issues of the day. Find a moment to find that smile. And definitely if you can find that smile, find that laugh. Because when you're able to find that, you'll find just that one moment that, guess what, you're actually enjoying life.
What are some ways you have fun?
One of the ways I have fun is definitely hanging out with my children. I love to travel. I love meeting people, which brings it back to your event, which I'm so excited about. And I like helping people.
And what gives you the greatest joy in your life?
My greatest joy, what gives me the greatest joy in my life is being able to serve others. And my desire for being able to serve others comes from a servant heart, which I love to serve the Lord in.
Now, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine, and how is it going for you so far?
Spark Plug, all I have to say is you, with your promises, you under-promise and over-deliver. It's definitely been a pleasure. It's definitely been a joy. The exposure has just been fantastic. The people I've met have been great. I've made some just wonderful alliances. Actually, one of your first events is where I met Dr. Heavenly. You know, of course, was being featured on Married to Medicine Now, who's just a phenomenal person as well. And so from her to, I mean, so many different other people, I've been able to meet different authors. It's just been phenomenal, just really absolutely great.
All right. Well, and finally, how can you be reached?
You can reach me at Wellness Medicine, 990 Beverly Boulevard, Hampton, Georgia. Our phone number is 678-479-1234.
All right. And when are you looking to open up your new office in Peachtree City?
We're actually already taking appointments for that right now. It is only open by appointments only, but we're so excited about being able to move forward, to be able to service more people, and, again, be able to bring wellness to those who really want it, deserve it, and, of course, can have it.
And before we wrap up, are there any final words of encouragement you'd like to leave with our listening audience about their overall health, optimal health, and wellness?
I would love to say come visit us at Wellness Medicine, where we are paving a pathway in medicine to build bridges to optimal health and wellness. And Spark Plug, thank you so very much for putting the spark in my business.
All right. Well, Dr. Jolunda Clark, president of Wellness Medicine and the presenting sponsor of the 4th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Dr. Jalunda Clark. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I'd like to hear from you. It'll be great to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. If you're ready to enhance your business image, give us a call right now at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.